So part of that 1976 Eurovision Song Contest winner opens our final section. This is entitled From Today's Volunteers, and in it some of our volunteers give a short outline of what they were doing in 1976, and it concludes with Guy's song about us all. So here is Sally to get us going.
Hello, I'm Sally from Registration and one of the readers. In 1976, I was expecting our first baby and spent every long, hot summer's day on the beach, hollowing out a recess in the sand for my growing bump after swimming in the clear, warm sea. What a beautiful summer it was, and what a lovely baby we had.
I'm Janet from Duplication and one of the readers. I was cheering on Björn Borg in the summer of 76 as he beat Ilie Anastasi to win his first Wimbledon's men's singles title.
Hello everyone, I'm John, one of the recording engineers. In 1976 I had been sweating heavily well before the start of the long hot summer because I was taking my final exams for my Bachelor of Science degree. However, I managed to keep my cool as, I'm happy to say, it all worked out successfully, so I was able to relax and enjoy the lovely warm weather of that remarkable summer heat wave.
I'm Janet, one of the readers. In this long, hot summer, I took a party of school children to Scotland, where, in crofters' cottages, it was so cold we had to sleep in dressing gowns and pile our day clothes on top of the small amount of bedding provided in order to keep warm at night.
Hello, I'm Tony from Duplication and currently the Treasurer. In 1976, I was living in Berkhamsted in Hertfordshire with my wife and two young children.
It's Janet again, standing in for John, one of the readers. In 1976, John was celebrating the publication of his first children's book and wondering if he could ever make a living as a writer, which he did.
Hello, my name is Sarah and I am one of the readers. In the hot summer of July 1976, I was fast approaching my 11th birthday and would soon be leaving junior school to join my senior school in the following September.
I'm John and together with my wife Sheila, we're from Registration. In 1976, we were occupied with the interests of our two daughters, Jane, artistic and practical, aged 13, and Claire, crazy about horses, aged 11, and both were girl guides. Sheila was a founder member of and helping to run a wives group at her church. She also enjoyed playing badminton once a week. I, when not doing DIY, was heavily involved in scouting and the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme, especially with orienteering.
That's all we have time for today, so we do hope you've enjoyed our special anniversary recording. Everyone here in the studio joins me in sending you our very best wishes, and here's to the next 40 years.
40 years!
Well, Chairman David was an airline pilot, saw the four corners of the earth, and everyone admired his violet uniform from Benidorm down to Perth. Janet and he married recently, the word is they were friends at school. This couple live now more than decently, not far from the harbour at Poole. Reader John has written loads of books, more than Charles Dickens by far. With his super voice and Gary Cooper looks, he could have been a Hollywood star. Engineer John is a man of mystery, says he lives out in the sticks, but where? He's gonna place the ban on his technical history. We think he worked for MI6. Yeah! Jeff, well, he was a wonderful actor, so famous I'm sure you all knew. He could have won The Voice or even X Factor, but chose to star in Doctor Who. That's true. Diana swims half a mile every day. When most of us are still in bed. A secretary, she works without a penny of pay and only gets our thanks instead. Guy's retired from teaching foreign students, tried it for most of his life, was all set to marry a girl called Prudence, and then he met Sally, his wife. Sally and Janet and Christine grappled with a teaching career. They all look like the cherubs in the Sistine Chapel, but slimmer and trimmer, that's clear. Tony owned a post office, one of the best, so naturally he has to be our treasurer, yes. But Janet's his treasure in their years of leisure, on pleasure trips east and west, Africa, America, and the rest. Our registrars are Sheila and John, how they've kept beavering on. Their politeness all of us could always depend on, till Sheila snapped her Achilles tendon. Sarah and Derek, the pair of mesmeric, doing 3 months' work in a day. And Gordon was on board and then he sailed away. We hope Elaine will stay. But most of all, it's all about you, listening to our mumbles and bumbles and stumbles. It's you who make it, and that's true. Without you, the whole thing crumbles. So hi and goodbye from us ancient cranks, for being so patient, our thanks. We wish you everything each day can bring, and hope that your hearts sing. Ba-bum-bum-bum.